Do SNAP benefits reduce ER visits? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Colleen Heflin, professor in the School of Public Affairs at the University of Missouri, looks into this question.
The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program is a federal program that aims to address food insecurity. According to the USDA, SNAP benefits reduced the incidence of extreme poverty by 13% between 2000 and 2009. But can SNAP benefits also be beneficial in reducing visits to the emergency room? Our study, recently published in Public Health Nutrition, aimed to answer that question by analyzing the relationship between the SNAP benefit amount and occurrence of emergency room visits for hypoglycemia. Our research team used administrative program data from the Missouri SNAP and Medicaid programs to identify the amount of SNAP benefits and how the benefits relate to emergency room visits for hypoglycemia. We chose hypoglycemia because it is a condition that requires medical attention and because low food intake can cause low blood sugar in those with diabetes. In fact, previous research has demonstrated that food insecurity increases the odds of severe hypoglycemia and interferes with effective diabetes management. In our analysis, we found a strong negative relationship between the size of SNAP benefits and ER visits for hypoglycemia. As the size of the SNAP benefit increased, the likelihood of an ER visit for hypoglycemia went down. We estimate that a $100 increase in SNAP benefits would decrease the overall likelihood of an ER visit for hypoglycemia by about 13%. This research suggests that more generous SNAP benefits could help low-income families manage their food consumption over the month and could potentially lower healthcare costs for families, healthcare facilities, and taxpayers by reducing the number of ER visits for hypoglycemia within the population of Medicaid recipients.
That was Colleen Heflin of the University of Missouri. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.